US is not losing Iraq war. Rumsfeld. US Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld came under fire today in the American Congress over the questionable success of his strategy to date in Iraq. He assured lawmakers that America and its allies were not losing the war in Iraq, and that the situation was far from degenerating into a Vietnam-like quagmire. He said, "Any who say that we've lost this war, or that we're losing this war, are wrong. We are not." His statement somewhat belies the fact that May was the bloodiest month in Iraq since hostilities began over 2 years ago. 18 more people died today in Baghdad in the latest daily car bombings. Mr. Rumsfeld did not try to delude anyone that the coalition was winning the war. Mr. Rumsfeld also deflected calls for him to resign, saying President Bush had twice refused his tender of resignation. He seemed impervious to the reality that 1,700 US soldiers had now lost their lives in Iraq, and the public mood was swinging against his war. He insisted any radical changes of policy would be detrimental to the war effort. He attested any reversal of policy would only galvanize the insurgents. He scoffed at suggestions of setting a timetable to withdraw or of reducing troop numbers, saying it would throw a lifeline to terrorists who in recent months have suffered significant losses and casualties, been denied havens, and suffered weakened popular support.